Hello, this is Thomas Wanhoff, nearly live from Vientiane in Laos. I was reading a lot of Twitter feeds and Facebook status updates, and it's all about this Egypt thing and the kind of revolutions in the Arab world. And I was wondering, what are people demanding? Because when I see the old media, CNN and the President Obama and all these leaders of the Western world, they all say they are happy that democracy is actually coming in. But I was wondering if people were demanding democracy or if they were demanding freedom, which is totally different. Freedom means freedom of corruption, freedom of choice of a job, of a career, freedom of speech. All things that can be part of democracy, but not necessarily have to be. So, I think that might be an interesting point for the next developments, that actually in many other countries, people don't really want to change the state itself or its form, but they just are demanding what is in many, many constitutions already their right, like the freedom of speech or the freedom of getting a job because they are experienced and have the skills, not because they have to pay for it or they have the right connections, which is a huge problem in many, many countries. So it seems that democracy, as it is demanded by the Western leaders in Western countries, might not be what many other countries are actually understanding of it. And when I remember about the German kind of revolution in the eastern part of Germany, they were also demanding many, many different things, but not really what they got at the end. They were just bought off from the western part of Germany. That's it, just my 2 cents. Have a nice day, bye-bye. Happy Valentine's.